This is Weekly Outlook for August 29th, 2011. The 2011 corn and soybean marketing years will be characterized by the need to reduce consumption of both crops. The magnitude of those needed reductions are not yet known, and the prices needed to make those cuts will depend on the strength of underlying demand. Based on the most recent USDA projections, corn use would need to be reduced by only about 30 million bushels, or 0.2%. Soybean consumption would need to be reduced by 122 million bushels, or 3.7%. The actual reductions needed will depend on the final consumption estimates for the 2010 marketing year, the magnitude of old crop inventories on September 1, and the size of the 2011 harvest. Unfolding evidence suggests that the 2011 U.S. corn crop could be smaller than the initial projection of 12.9 billion bushels. Preliminary certified acreage data released by USDA's Farm Service Agency suggests that planted acreage fell short of the NAS estimate of 92.3 million. In addition, weather conditions since late July, in conjunction with early harvest results and yield survey results, suggest that the U.S. average yield may be below the initial USDA forecast of 153 bushels. The USDA will release new production forecasts on September 12th and October 12th. History suggests that the October yield forecast will be reasonably close to the final estimate. For soybeans, there is less as well as conflicting evidence about potential crop size. The USDA's initial forecast of the U.S. average yield of 41.4 bushels was surprisingly small. At the same time, August weather has not been uniformly favorable for soybean crop development, and FSA acreage data suggest that planted acreage may have been less than the 74.9 million estimated by NAS. Recent price behavior suggests that the market is expecting a smaller crop than the current forecast of 3.06 billion bushels. Some of the needed reduction in corn and soybean consumption during the year ahead may occur as a result of weaker demand. There are multiple sources of a potentially weaker demand scenario for U.S. corn and soybean crops. These include the generally weak economic environment and continued high unemployment rate, the current abundance of competitively priced wheat, lower energy prices that would weaken the demand for biofuels, and larger South American crops. Weaker demand may not be sufficient to ration supplies. The market is currently reflecting expectations that higher corn and soybean prices will also be required to limit consumption. The market response to prospects for smaller supplies suggests that a short crop price pattern for corn and soybeans may unfold during the year ahead. Such a pattern would point to a price peak very early in the marketing year and then declining prices as the year progresses with evidence of slowing consumption. Elements for a decline in the rate of consumption may already be in place. The number of cattle in feedlots, for example, is currently high due to drought conditions in the Southwest. Feedlot numbers will likely decline over the coming year. The profitability of poultry, milk, and hog production is being reduced by current price relationships, and the ethanol blender tax credit is due to expire at the end of 2011. Still, there is a lot of uncertainty about demand for U.S. crops. These uncertainties include corn demand from China and the size of the upcoming South American crops. While a lot of unknowns persist, it now appears that smaller supplies will push corn and soybean prices even higher in the short run, with prices peaking early in the marketing year and moving erratically lower into the winter.